State dance coverage from the Target Center on Q92, brought to you by B. Johnson Electric, Prairie Sun Bank, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Greg Thole Electric, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Sewerable Designs, Cargill, The Strand Agency, Warren Prigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Dawson Dairy Queen, Stephen Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Western Crop Protection, Ag Processing Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating. State Dan's coverage brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, Haugen Insurance Agency, Livestock Systems of Dawson, the Jenny O Turkey Store, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, CCM Health Montevideo. State Dan's coverage brought to you by Heartland Eye Care, Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials, Purus, Heather Nursery, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Ag Plus Cooperative, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company Dawson, Ridgeview Seeds, Luke Oy, and Aaron Tasto.
Welcome back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis once again for state dance coverage. Paul Ramo, Ken Fransky, and Didi Schomer will be with us later. Ken, we are moments away from the start of the Class A finals, and we are really excited for the Shadows and the Silhouettes and the other teams.
Oh, it's 15 minutes to big time go time, Paul, not just go time. And yeah, the crowd is filling back in for Class A. That lower bowl is filled up with the six teams that are being represented. We did hear a 3A chant start a little earlier for Section 3A. I'm sure that's not the last one we're going to hear before we kick off here at about 5:30. So yeah, energy levels coming back up after they swept, you know, the building kind of for the 2 and 3A fans and teams, and we're reloading for Class A championship round.
That's right. There's 12 teams that started in high kick this morning, and there's six teams left. And why don't we go through those six teams and maybe talk about each of their routines?
Yeah, I'll try to get off memory and a few notes here, Paul. You add in, you know, the easy one. Our Shadows will kick off the championship round, so they'll be first out of the chute, the six teams. You know, they have a storm theme, Carrie Underwood's song. They have a ton of movement on the floor, side to side, front to back. Just a very powerful program, very high-level degree of difficulty, and that's what really helps down here at the state tournament, is that degree of difficulty as long as you execute it. Of course, you know, we're dancing 24, and that looks powerful on a 90-foot floor NBA basketball court versus a high school courts are a little bit smaller, shorter, so it's really going to look good. Dancing in that second slot is Holding Ford. You know, they danced 19 girls. They had, you know, what I wrote down, a very fast-paced kind of country, you know, medley of songs. You know, I was thinking of Maynard when they did that. And I, you know, the term I wrote down is they spun the vinyl a little faster, Maynard, to speed it up, and I didn't really like it. You know, it was kind of almost a funky sound to it. But Holding Ford, they had the fire theme, Paul. I'm sorry, Holding Ford had the fireman's theme,
right?
And their song was fire.
And their fans, look at their fans below us here. They have red fireman's hats on.
Right, and the girls have like black pants, red blouses, shirts on, yellow suspenders, literally popped on the floor. So Holding Ford's number two. Sorry, I jumped ahead to Crosby Arrington. They're in the third slot of the 16. They're the ones that had the fast-paced country medley that kind of spun the vinyl fast. You know, only nine girls dancing, so about half to, you know, two-thirds less than like the Shadows at 24. But, you know, what they lacked in numbers, they brought back in consistency and power. But hard for me to see 9 versus 24, you know, the separation there of good and excellent. In the fourth spot, our other Section 3A representative is Yellow Medicine's Silhouettes. They have that ladies' night theme, which is a blend of 70s music and kind of 70s outfits with three different colored pants, white tops. They look very, very solid in the prelim.
Yep.
They've been building strength all year. They're going to hunt for the top 1, 2, 3 positions very easily, in my opinion. Then kind of maybe the surprise coming out of prelims that increased their stake is Zimbrota Mazeppa. Coming out of section final scores, they have the 10th best score in the state, and they made it in the top 6 for finals. So Zimbrota Mazeppa dances 11 dancers. They kind of have a boxing theme, a sports theme, kind of a ready to rumble, little WWE wrestling, you know, little Rocky Balboa. You know, they look really good. I didn't think that, you know, with 11 dancers, it's hard to see the level of difficulty as much as, you know, YME and our Shadows dancing with 24. So they're in the fifth spot. And then to round things out of the six finalists, we have St. Cloud Cathedral, which is defending state champions from last year. They dance 20. They have this wada bing bang fast-paced song. I'm not sure I understand their theme. Their fans are dressed up in white lab coats or medical coats, but I'm still a little confused seeing them for the first time exactly how their theme works together. But obviously they're solid. You know, you're defending state champions. They look really solid. Again, I don't know if they move and transition on the floor maybe quite as much, but between the Shadows, St. Cloud Cathedral, and YME, I think we've been at four competitions throughout the year head-to-head, and it's been a dogfight. Yep. All three are just nipping at each other's heels and kind of scratching at each other, and I think we've always kind of, I think Shadows and Cathedral, we've split two and two in competitions,
yep.
And YME's kind of always been in that third spot. Coming out of finals, I think YME's elevated their game all the way around. So we got six really good teams to compete here coming up at about 5:30.
Yeah, when we saw all 12 teams dance earlier this afternoon, Ken, we looked at each other and said, I'd hate to be a judge for that one because all 12 teams are just superior.
Oh, absolutely, Paul. Those eight judges had a lot to look at, a lot of competition. We heard rumor there was a tiebreaker for either fourth and fifth or fifth and sixth place. You know, so
after prelims,
yep. And to remind everybody at home, there's eight judges. They throw out the highest ranked point judge and the lowest two, and you get the average of the five in the middle, if we'll call it. Then for a tiebreaker, the next step is they add in the second worst judge, if I remember right, and then they'll go down from there and things like
okay.
that. So,
right.
You know, not uncommon at state dance to have a tiebreaker
right.
here and there.
Right. Well said there, Ken. Yeah, we're just moments away here from the introduction of the six teams. Do they bring them on the floor?
I believe they're going to bring the captains and the coaches
okay.
onto the floor quick. I think that's normally what they've done,
yep.
But not the whole team, of course.
Yep.
And yesterday, it had on the agenda, Paul, they were going to do the national anthem again for finals, and they did not do that. So we're going to assume they're not going to play a national anthem a second time today like they did right away late this morning.
Let me set the scene for you here at Target Center right now. We are in the second level where the media is. Only two radio stations here, us
only
and another.
Two. Only two.
And we are in front of the Class A fans. And St. Cloud Cathedral, as Ken mentioned, they have a doctor theme. And their fans, their parents, are all wearing these white lab coats.
Yep,
the long lab coat.
Yeah, long, like down to your, you know,
yep,
to your
like
knee
doctor.
Head. Yep, exactly.
And if you listen to Q92, we have a show called Doc Talk
yeah.
Once a month, and that theme song is there what they dance to.
Is it really?
Doctor, doctor, yep.
So they kind of want to be like Rockefeller, you know,
yep.
residents and things like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it says Cathedral Medical Team on the back. That's them. And of course, you talk about Holding Ford. They're all dressed in red, and everybody's got a red plastic fireman's helmet.
Yep, kind of like you wear for Halloween costume in a
yep.
sense. Yep.
And then I can see the Yellow Medicine East Silhouette fans. They are dressed in 70s garb, 70s apparel. That's my era.
Yeah. Did you ever have an afro like some of the guys were wearing?
I had a lot of hair, but not an afro. But,
okay.
I wore some of them clothes.
Yeah. Any left in your closet?
No, none.
Not bringing them back out. Okay.
They don't fit anymore. And the Shadows have some green T-shirts that says Storm on the front with a lightning bolt through it.
Absolutely. And that's with their theme. You know, blowing away, Carrie Underwood song. Going to bring the heat, bring the thunder, bring the lightning. Absolutely.
And there's a lot of Shadow fans here, let me tell you. Probably they got the most fans of anybody. I can say that, right?
Well, I think because we got some off to our right side in general admission.
Yep.
The other thing, Paul, that really jumped out to us in the last 10 minutes, on the opposite side, the side that the dancers don't face, we have what looks to be three rows of alumni and other student friends.
Lockefeller Valley Dawson Boyd students.
Yep, because I see some guys sitting there. I know they weren't dancers, but there's the first two rows are packed full of 1, 2, 3, 4 year removed alumni from the Shadows. So they're going to get energy from that side of the gym, along with the energy from the fans on the opposite side as well, to at face the judges and
yep.
things.
Yeah, I see Isaiah Tuckett's over there. Taylor Shellstead's over there. A couple of the basketball players. Yeah, there's probably, what, 30 or 40 of them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, the PA announcer started. Here we go, folks. And Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd will dance first. And we're going to stay on the air for that. The music will be loud, but they're bringing the storm, and Ken and I will do a little...
We're going to make up some play-by-play. We're going to see if we can really embarrass ourselves, Paul. But, yeah, it's not going to be like listening to Paul doing girls' basketball or boys' basketball. But we're going to try to visualize for some of you that only have your radio tuned in, you're not dialed into a TV or a computer online, and do the best we can with the Shadows' performance.
After all six teams are done performing, there'll probably be about a 20, 30-minute break. If 30 minutes, if that, and then they'll come back and they'll announce the awards, and they just announce the top three teams out of the six.
Top three out of the six. They will give us rank points, and we'll know that as well, too.
That's right. Well,
Paul, I'm starting to think they're not maybe going to bring out the teams on the floor.
No,
we're just going to start dancing, it looks like.
We're going to start dancing, it looks like.
They're not going to bring out the... And we'll see. We're about 5 minutes in, but...
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be so close. It's going to be so close in points. There's, you know, four of the 16s for sure are just so close in points and stuff.
And like we talked earlier today, Paul, kind of wrapping up Jazz from yesterday, if we go back a year ago, three of these same six teams were in the final, that Furnace first, second, third, and YME and St. Cloud Cathedral tied in rank points a year ago in kick, and Cathedral, St. Cloud Cathedral, won on the tiebreaker, pushed YME to second, our Shadows to third. So similar competition level again this year.
All right. I want to start out, the Shadows are going to come out here. The coach is Carly Wager. Carly's in her second year. And we interviewed her yesterday, and she feels a lot more comfortable this year.
Yeah, she said, I think one of the things that stood to me, but she said, you know, last year I didn't know what I didn't know. This year I know more, but I do feel more comfortable.
The assistant coaches are Hope Traeger and Allie Jacobs, who you just heard from, and the student manager, Rihanna Burkus, and Calista Borman. You just heard from Rihanna and Calista about what it means to be a manager on the dance team.
Great. Absolutely. And former dancers themselves a year and 2 years ago. So great perspective there it was.
Right. And the captains for the Shadows, Annika Pernal, Emily Torstensen, Isabella Jelly, Reese Mitchell, and Peyton Moe. On the high kick team that are going to be walking on the floor here, Morgan Anderson, Abby Dahl, Annika Fernals, Lexi Glagey, Harper Grunholz is injured. Molly Halverson, Isabella Jelly, Isabella Jacobs, Reese Johnson, Jada Kessler, Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Regan Martinson, Reese McCoy, Brandy Meyer, Reese Mitchell, Peyton Moe, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, Emerson Olson, Mikaya Pusk, Atania Speck, Landry Schmidt, Emily Torstensen, Addie Tufto, and Michaeli Wente. Those are the girls. 24 of them, is that?
24 dancing, one alternate, two student managers, and three awesome coaches all the way around. That's a big group of talented girls.
All right, the announcer's still talking. I don't know what he's talking about. Let's get the show on the road.
That's right. You know, everybody's got a little pent-up nervousness and excitement here. It's go time within the next minute or two.
Want to congratulate Team United Wrestling for winning the section championship. They're on their way to state. Big day for the wrestlers.
Big day for the wrestling team. It's been a phenomenal season for them all the way around. And the nice thing is that they're healthy as far as I know, Paul. No injuries to my knowledge, and that sets up good for next week's individual tournament to go to state, as well as 2 weeks then would be the state tournament for teams. So
yep.
things are looking great in Lac Parle County. That's for right. Sports again in this winter season.
And a great job by Dick Newman and Danny Lee bringing the coverage today. Two outstanding matches in Worthington, and they're bringing home some hardware. There goes the Shadow chant.
Here we go.
Here come the captains, or the managers out. And Harper Grunholz.
Yep, the alternate because of injury in cross country. I think it was a foot injury or something, ankle foot injury. So she hasn't actually been able to dance all year, unfortunately, but what a good support role, helping her team out, make it to the state tournament again.
The song is that they go by?
Blown Away by Carrie Underwood. You know, so our Shadows are trying to build off their second place finish in Jazz yesterday. Mm-hmm. Build on the success and the momentum for the twelve girls that danced yesterday, excuse me.
All right.
Here we go. Our Shadows are coming out of what's technically called the shoot. Paul and I talked about it being the tunnel a lot. So our 24 Shadow dancers are marching onto the floor right now. Good support to our right, Paul, for Shadow fans. Good support in the other two sections to our left. Y&E fans are giving the love from Section 3. And here comes our three coaches to their table position.
Harley Wager, Hope Traeger, Ellie Jeff, Jacob going to the table. And the music's going to start. Hope you can hear us.
It's going to get louder, but I think they'll be there. So we're lined up at a
3-minute routine.
Yeah, 2.5, 3 minutes, somewhere there. So okay. Our girls start lined up angle to angle across the floor, kind of do this wave thing. Paul and I were discussing, they go from a straight line into kind of a spin like a tornado is.
That's the theme, storm, and there they go. They're underway here at Target Center. The Shadows are on the floor.
The alumni are going ape crazy over there. Kind of some individual kicks, if you will, to start with. Now they spread the floor wide, kind of sideline to sideline, baseline to baseline.
Looks good. Ken.
Yeah. And then other thing I really noticed, Paul, is, you know, some of those girls in Jazz, you know, kind of get selected out to do a few different jumps or part of the routine back into the center of the floor, three lines for their first kind of kick set. So they got 6-8 girls in front, about 12 in the center, 6-8 in the back side. Now they're transitioning side to side on the floor. So kind of like a good basketball team, Paul. You got to use the whole floor. Another at an angle, two kick lines. Each girl, side by side, kind of alternates. One kicks and the other one kicks. So it kind of looks like a little bit of a wave action.
This is the difficulty part of the routine right here.
Absolutely. Kind of a turn set by, I think, maybe some of the Jazz girls. Energy level's awesome, Paul. They don't look tired at all. I'm sure they are, but the adrenaline level is high. It's looking sharp and crisp. Now they're trying to transition to the right side of the court on the three-point line, kind of stacking in a pyramid or an angle. Then they start moving across the floor, maybe like wind blowing the brain of a tornado, yep, ball or something like that. Now they're kind of getting set up for the big kick line. And from the restricting circle on one end of the Timberwolves court to the restricting circle on the other end, then they kind of turn it into a little of an angle with 4 or 5 sets of 4 or 5 girls each.
What the Rockettes are known for.
Absolutely. The Ramo Rockettes.
All right, transition.
They're getting again close to the finish line. Energy level has sustained the whole 2.5 minutes.
If you're a senior on that floor,
the tears are going to start flowing.
Yep.
Big, strong finish. Making one big last transition.
Kill it.
Yep. Kill it in. The colors are at boom. They're laying on the floor exhausted. They're pounding the floor. Judging by the coaches, judging by the alumni group across from the coaches on the other side of the court, there's some good mojo here with body language of the alumni group and then the three coaches. Girls now walking off one end of the Target Center floor out the other tunnel.
Is that the bus driver at the end of the tunnel there in the red shirt?
Well, it could be Stanimal. Yeah. The Animal might be right there. I don't think they took a WAC bus or a Dawson bus. I think they took a coach bus to state. So Stanimal the Animal, the bus driver, last couple years.
What a season for the Shadows. That was their last dance of the season.
Last dance of the season. You know, and the battle cry has always been with the Shadows. Leave your best dance for the end of the year and on the floor. And it sure looks like they did that to me, Paul. That was excellent.
All right, we're going to take a break for about a half an hour.
I'm tired. I got to catch my breath.
Me too. So we'll take a break. The other five teams are left. They'll take a break, and then they'll come back with the awards ceremony. And we'll be live on the air for that. And so, Maynard, we'll turn it back. Ken, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
We did play-by-play.
Hey, attaboy. Proud of you, Paul. Way to pull me into that with you. That was fun.
Maynard, we'll turn it back to you at the studio, and we'll probably be back in about a half hour.
State Dance coverage from the Target Center on Q92, brought to you by B. Johnson Electric, Prairie Sun Bank, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Greg Thole Electric, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Sewerable Designs, Cargill, The Strand Agency, Warren Prigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Dawson Dairy Queen, Stephen Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Western Crop Protection, Ag Processing Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating. State Dance coverage brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, Haugen Insurance Agency, Livestock Systems of Dawson, the Jenny O Turkey Store, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, CCM Health, Montevideo. State Dance coverage brought to you by Heartland Eye Care, Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials, Purus, Heather Nursery, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Ag Plus Cooperative, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Ridgeview Seeds, Luke Oy, and Aaron Tastow.